Hello, my name is Rebecca, and you've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Are you calling? I'm sorry. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No. Something totally different. How do I find? I'm actually calling from Georgia, and but I'm trying to find out. Do you know what the current regulation is in Alabama as far as people that work in food establishments having to wear masks or not? Pardon me?
Okay, so in Alabama, that order won't be lifted until the 9th of April. So right now, masks are mandated in Alabama.
Okay. How do I file a complaint against the business violating that mandate big time?
You would need to go to adph.org.
I don't have a computer available.
Okay, that's how you would make a complaint. Let me see if I can find a phone number for you. Give me just a moment.
Okay. Now a computer went down and, you know, we haven't replaced it yet.
Yes, ma'am. Give me just a second. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm just looking through this list of information here so
sure.
I can get you what you need. But yeah, I was surprised. I'm still thinking it's a little too soon to lift that order, but...
Well, I went to a Culver's in Phoenix City. The thing is, my husband's a cancer patient.
Mine was too.
And right now, he
hasn't
been able to be vaccinated yet. He has little immune system left. It was our anniversary. I figured, well, at least I get some fast food or something. And the people inside the Culver's, you know, they're there preparing the food, no mask on. The lady at the drive-thru doesn't even wear one under the chin like you so often see or under the nose. And I ask her, hey, aren't you supposed to be wearing a mask? I get that, yeah, but she said, oh, they don't enforce it here. I mean, that's the wrong answer.
Right.
Because, sure, the chance is minimal, but especially if they prep it, if cold food is involved, you know the virus is going to stay on cold food. You can't re-nuke the food. Then you have the problem with the cross-contamination with the packaging. I mean, needless to say, I tossed out the food. I didn't deem it safe, but something needs to be done about the place. I mean, we still need to protect vulnerable people.
Yes, ma'am. I do. I mean, it's weird because what I see here is the mask requirement. Okay, this is the old one. Okay. Talking about July. In just a moment. I'm sorry. I'm just... Restaurants and bars guidelines.
The thing is, you know, I keep in touch with my family in Germany. They tried opening up over there. They were like severe lockdown. I mean, as soon as they opened up a week ago. Now the cases are skyrocketing again because by now 80% of the infections in Germany are with that highly contagious UK variant. They're locking back down till April 18th. They have to. Because the cases skyrocketed so fast. And we're starting to get the UK variant over here.
Okay. I'm sorry, bear with me just a second. I'm trying to Google to see if that will be more useful here. Okay, so yeah, the Safer at Home order is in effect until April 9th at 5 p.m., and that includes mandating the wearing of masks. That's been part of that order.
But that must have been last year. That was our lockdown.
Scott Palapena. I just... Public health laws, maybe? This is ridiculously difficult. I mean, what I would probably do is contact... I think... Let me see what county Phoenix City is.
It's
I'm
Russell.
Always not from there. So I would contact the Russell County Health Department and give them that information for that location.
I've tried that, and they gave me your number. Would you
really?
Believe it?
Give me just a moment. Okay.
That's my problem because I think, I mean, the health department, they do the food, the inspections and the food permits. That's the one I need to talk to, but no, they said you need to call that COVID information and give me your number. Or is this a classic passing the buck?
Okay. Give me just a moment. Did you dial 1-800-252-1818?
No, I thought, if you bear with me a sec, let me see.
It says
you mean
when
I called early to get health department?
Yes.
Hold up. But I dialed the 334-297-0251.
Okay, that's the office number, but it does say if you need immediate assistance, please call 1-800-252-1818, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Okay, 1818. Okay, I'll try that.
Yes,
thank you so
the
much.
Immediate assistance for with Russell County Health Department.
Oh, okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. I hope we've been able to help. If you need further information, you can find it at adph.org or cdc.gov. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Like I said, I would Google it, but my computer's been down. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.